Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're diving into a question that's on the mind of anyone considering or going through a divorce. How long does it actually take? I'm here with our guest who's going to help us break down the timelines, the factors that speed things up or slow them down, and what you can realistically expect if you're filing in Missouri. So let's start with the basics. What's the shortest amount of time someone could expect?
Great question to kick things off. In Missouri, there's a mandatory waiting period, at least 30 days from when you file the divorce petition before a judge can finalize anything. That's the absolute minimum by law. But in reality, even the fastest divorces, what we call uncontested divorces, usually take about 60 to 90 days. That's when both spouses agree on everything: child custody, child support, property division, the whole deal.
So cooperation is key here, right? If both parties are on the same page, things move a lot quicker.
Exactly. When there's agreement, you can file a joint petition, submit a settlement agreement, and schedule a final hearing pretty fast. The court doesn't have to resolve disputes, so the process is streamlined. But if there's disagreement on any major issue, custody, support, property, you're looking at a contested divorce, and that changes everything.
Okay, so how much longer are we talking for contested cases?
Contested divorces can stretch anywhere from 6 months to over a year, sometimes even longer. It really depends on the complexity. If you've got disputes over child custody or high-value assets, or if there are significant debts to sort through, each of those layers adds time. You might need multiple court dates, a discovery phase where both sides exchange financial documents, and possibly mediation or even a trial.
Wow, that's a huge difference. So what are the main factors that push a case into that longer time frame?
Well, disputes over children are a big one. Courts in Missouri prioritize the best interests of the child. So if parents can't agree on custody arrangements or parenting time, the court may order investigations or require mediation. That can add months. Property division is another major factor, especially if there are business interests or complicated assets. And then there's the court's schedule itself. Backlogs can delay hearings. And if your paperwork isn't complete or accurate, that causes setbacks too.
I see what you mean. So avoiding those delays is really about being prepared and organized from the start.
Absolutely. Incomplete forms or missed deadlines can set you back weeks. The circuit clerk's office handles all the filings, assigns case numbers, keeps the calendar. So if your initial paperwork has mistakes, you're going to wait while corrections are made. That's where having an experienced attorney can really help. They know what the court needs. They anticipate issues, and they keep everything on track.
Right. I mean, you mentioned things like discovery and mediation. Can you break down what those stages actually involve?
Sure. Discovery is where both parties exchange detailed information about assets, debts, income, all the financial stuff. It's time-consuming but necessary, especially in contested cases. Mediation is when you work with a neutral third party to try and settle disputes outside of court. Courts often require it because it can save time and money compared to going to trial. If mediation doesn't work, then you're headed to trial, where a judge hears evidence and makes the final decisions.
That point about those dispute resolution methods sets up our next piece: how legal professionals guide you through these stages. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Navigating divorce can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to do it alone. LaCour Family Law specializes in divorce, child custody, child support, and other family law matters across St. Charles, Lincoln, Warren, and St. Louis counties in Missouri. Their experienced attorneys help you understand timelines, prepare accurate filings, and develop a personalized action plan to move through the process efficiently. Learn more at divorcelawyerstlouismo.com.
Picking up on those dispute resolution methods, how do you handle cases where one spouse just isn't cooperative at all?
That's tough, because an uncooperative spouse can really drag things out. If they refuse to negotiate or miss court dates, you're looking at additional hearings and possibly a trial. The court will still move forward, but it takes longer. In those situations, having legal representation becomes even more critical, because your attorney can push the process along, file motions if needed, and make sure your rights are protected.
So to everyone listening, if you're in that situation, what's the first thing you should do?
I'd say gather all your financial records, bank statements, tax returns, property documents, and organize them. Then, consult with a family law attorney before you file. They'll walk you through the requirements, help you understand whether your case will be contested or uncontested, and prepare you for what's ahead. That upfront preparation can save you months down the road. I remember one client who had everything organized from day one. Financial docs, a proposed parenting plan, the works. Their uncontested divorce was finalized in just over 2 months.
That's a great example of how preparation pays off. And what about legal separation versus divorce? Does that change the timeline at all?
Legal separation addresses the same issues: custody, support, property. But it can sometimes be finalized a bit faster than divorce, especially if both parties agree. The big difference is that a legal separation doesn't legally end the marriage. Some people choose it for financial reasons, health insurance, or religious beliefs. If reconciliation doesn't happen, you can later convert it to a divorce after a waiting period.
Interesting. So whether it's separation or divorce, the key is being realistic about the timeline and planning accordingly. Have you ever wondered why some cases seem to drag on forever, while others wrap up quickly?
It really comes down to preparation, cooperation, and having the right guidance. Let me say that again. Preparation and cooperation are your best tools here. Compare that client I mentioned to another case where the couple couldn't agree on anything, and it took nearly 18 months to get a final decree. The difference was night and day. Honestly, it was like watching two different legal systems at work.
Right, exactly. That's quite the contrast. So, to wrap up, what are the three most important takeaways for anyone facing divorce in Missouri?
First, understand the mandatory 30-day waiting period. It's unavoidable. Second, cooperation speeds everything up. So if you can agree on custody, support, and property, you're looking at a much shorter process. And third, don't go it alone. Working with a family law attorney helps you avoid delays, ensures your paperwork is accurate, and protects your interests throughout.
Perfect summary. Thanks so much for breaking all of this down today. For anyone listening who wants more detailed info, you can find helpful resources and guidance at divorcelawyerstlowismo.com. We appreciate you tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.